Shadows. This show was originally aired in front of a live internet audience. It may not be rebroadcast or reproduced without express permission of the producers. Thank you.
Happy Friday! Woo-woo! And on this special Friday, we have a very special Josie show tonight. Well, right now. So I'm very excited. I'm your host, Josie Pasentino. So thank you all so much for tuning in. We appreciate you guys so much. And if you are on your computer, please make sure you join into our chat room as well at josieshow.com. We always are chatting about random things in there, so you never know what's going to go down there. So you might want to join in on, if you're on your computer, but if not, if you're listening to us on our Country Blast Radio mobile app, that is fabulous as well. I hope you guys enjoy the show tonight. We have special guests Stephen Kelly and Steve Newsom. It's going to be a Steve of a show. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. So we will get to chat with these great artists and share music with you, including a brand new worldwide radio debut from Steve Newsom. So that's exciting. And of course, we will also play for you the most requested song of the week from Country Blast Radio. So stay tuned in to the whole show. You will not want to miss a second of it, a minute of it, kilosecond of it. Trust me, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, before we get started, I want to first off give a special thank you to Texas Bobby Dean for creating that amazing theme song that you hear before all of our Josie Show shows. He's an incredible artist of his own right. And to find out more about Texas Bobby Dean, just go to www.texasbobbydean.com. Yes. All right, so my first guest is here, is in the house. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Stephen Kelly. Hello.
Hi, how are you? It's a pleasure to be here.
No, wonderful. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited to chat with you. We're going to have a lot of fun indeed. been looking forward to it. I want to know a little bit more about you before we get started and all the great things that you do. So how did you first find your love for making music? When did you realize this was something that you wanted to dive into and pursue?
I was about 15 years old, and I wasn't doing so hot in school. I was kind of a bad kid, and I picked up a guitar, and I started singing, and it all kind of went from there. It ended up being something that I could kind of lose myself in, and just made me happy throughout the day. So I started playing, I was about 15, I would say, yeah.
That's awesome. So music really can do a lot. I mean, if you could put your feelings into music, it would be such a, you know, better world for sure. I love that. Very cool. So who are some of the artists that you currently look up to in country music?
You're Justin Moore. National recording artist Drake White is one of my favorites. You know, obviously Hank Williams. But, you know, modern artists, I like Justin Moore and Eric Church. Those guys are my idols. So, you know, I just love what they do. I love the songs they sing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And, you know, for those who may not have been able to hear your music before, I would love to know how you would describe your music. What's kind of your style, would you say?
I try to write songs that I think belong in the country genre. In my personal opinion, and I'm not speaking for anyone, but modern country that's coming out is it's not so much country music anymore. And the songs that I write and the songs that I like to sing, I think are closer to country and closer to what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, and that's definitely, you know, you could choose what you love to listen to. I definitely agree. You know, I actually love all sorts of different music and all of that. But definitely country music took a lot of a big jump and a big change from the George Jones days.
And yes,
from all of those greats who started music, for sure. And can you tell us a little bit about the music that you currently have out there for everyone to check out?
I have a song. It's Only Me and I Know, and you can check that out on YouTube. Go search Stephen Cayley, Only Me and I Know. I recorded it at Silver City Studios with some great people, and they did a great job on it. And it should pop right up on YouTube.
Perfect.
Yeah, and my EP will be coming out in the fall. And it's going to be a title track of American Farmer. And I hope that everyone enjoys that when it comes out, and make sure you're looking for it.
Yes, keep a lookout for it. And also, people could be able to find you, like you said, on YouTube. You are on Facebook, all over the place. So when in doubt, type it out and Google Stephen Cayley, and you'll be able to find everything that he has going on here. So please make sure you check it out. And speaking of, you know, you've been working very hard. You've been doing performances and all of that. You have a lot of live shows coming up. Speaking of that, tonight. So where are you playing tonight?
I'm on the road with national recording artist Jake Dodds. We're at the Tin Rooster at the Turning Stone Casino out in Verona, mm-hmm. New York. It's great to be here. It's an awesome venue. Jake's awesome, and his EP is awesome also. Give that a listen too. But it's a very exciting night for me. But coming up, I have opening for national recording artists James Wesley, Rick Monroe, and actually Chris Young this summer. So I'm pretty excited about all of them, especially that Chris Young show. That's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, definitely congratulations. Big congratulations to you. You're doing your thing, and I'm sure it's a lot of fun for you to be able to, you know, see what they're doing and, you know, check out their show and all of that and being there in front of their fans. I'm sure it's just a lot of high energy and very exciting. So keep up the great work and have a great performance tonight. For sure.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. So I wanted to ask, though, you know, definitely check out all of the places that, you know, you can find Stephen Cayley online, because for future shows, you definitely don't want to miss that. So please make sure you go there. And can you give out the links to all of your websites and social networking sites so people can be able to chat with you after the show and keep an eye on your work, your future work and future endeavors?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You can get me on Facebook at Stephen Cayley at Stephen Cayley Music. Go to events and all my upcoming events. I have quite a few upcoming events at different locations in New York. And you can check them all out there. The times are there. So if you wanted to check them out, that's where they'd be. I'm working on getting a website up for myself, but that's a little ways out. But hopefully that'll mm-hmm. be up soon, so keep your eyes out for that, too.
Keep your eyes peeled, everyone. And, you know, speaking of live performances, you know, going back there, do you do a song that always makes the crowd go wild? What's that one song that you play and everyone's just, like, jamming out?
It's probably a mix-up between Tennessee Whiskey and Friends in Low Places.
Yes, I can see that.
No matter where you are, there's Garth Brooks fans and Chris Stapleton fans. So those are some great songs. People really enjoy them.
Absolutely, absolutely. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Maybe perhaps a music video or you're writing? What's going on in your music world?
I'm really trying to get my EP out. It should be out by this fall, hopefully. We're going to be doing it at Silver City Studios. And mm-hmm. that's my main project right now, is just trying to get an EP out and get my name out there a little bit and keep working on my thing.
Absolutely. And that, I'm sure, will be available on, like, CD Baby, iTunes, all of those great places, right?
People will be able to find it. Yes, ma'am.
Easy peasy. Sounds good. Well, make sure you guys keep an eye up on that. And I know that you are getting ready to hit the stage for that live show tonight. So we have a couple of songs that we're going to play of yours that we'll play right after. Maybe while you're performing live, we could play it here on the show. See? So we're going to do that. But first, I have a couple more last fun questions for you. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the first one, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you can recall while performing live? It happens to the best of us.
Oh, absolutely. Almost every
Yeah.
show I mess up without fail. But in particular, I was at a show at the Aloft, which is in the Inner Harbor in Syracuse, and I completely forgot the second half of a song and just kind of had to strum my way through it and just get through it and try and get on to the next song. But that was definitely an interesting experience, I'll tell you that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know what? I'm sure that you recovered. I'm sure that you handled it like a pro. It happens. But yes, I love that question because you never know. I've heard like wardrobe malfunctions, all sorts of crazy things. So you're good.
Oh boy.
Mild. You're still on there. No worries. I love it. The last fun question here for you. Anywhere in the world that you would love to perform, where would that be? The one place you would love to perform that you haven't yet.
Probably in Nashville somewhere. That would be great. Yeah, I'm going down for NAMM in July, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of July, and I don't know if I'll be performing there, but it's I would really love to play there. That's where country music's home is, so I'd really love to play there at some point.
I know you'll have your chance. Keep making great music. You are definitely going to have that opportunity here in the future, and we look forward to seeing what is next for you. And you know, we're definitely going to keep an eye, and please make sure you come back on the show anytime, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. I hope you have an amazing, amazing live performance, and we're going to get ready to play your songs for everybody, okay?
All right. Thank you. You have a good night now, okay?
All right, thank you. You too. Stephen Cally, everyone. Rock on tonight. Love it, love it. All right, so let's play his great music right now for all of you. So the first one that we're going to play is called Gonna Go. And for some reason, I'm getting the error sign on my console here, so we're going to try to figure out how to do it. So if somebody has those magical powers, please put on Gonna Go by Stephen Cally. Here we go.
I have seen summer rain fall down. More than once I've seen the leaves hit the ground. And I have seen a mountain stream flow. I still couldn't see you were gonna go. I still couldn't see. Still should have seen you were gonna go.
are back at the Josie Show. That was Stephen Cali, Gonna Go. Now we are back, and we're going to play his next song called Bet Your Ass. So let's play it right now, and we will be right back in just a moment. So stay right there, everyone. Here we go.
Well, I grew up on the side of the tracks where you worked hard for everything you had, and you didn't blame others for your mistakes. We got Carolina boots that are covered in mud, like to sling a little gravel in our pickup trucks when we hit down to the vision hole. And all these politicians that are speaking big words, they never put day's work in their lives. Does that seem right? Call it what you will, we call it living right. We yawn wine on a Friday night with a cold beer and an old six train. And we can line our backs and look at the stars, sipping cold whiskey from a mason jar. It's the way I was raised. I'm on a steal. Well, come time, I'm in a deer stand, sitting on the edge of a hardwood patch, and I'm up before the rooster crows. Well, living like this turns a boy into a man. I can get what I want with my two bare hands, don't you know? It's the way we train. And we can lie on our backs and look at the stars, sipping cold whiskey from a mason jar. It's the way I was raised, and you can bet your ass it's the way I'm gonna steal. It's the way I was raised. You can't make me change, and you can bet your grass it's the way I'll stay.
And we are back here at the Josie Show. That was Stephen Cali, Bet Your Ass, and I wanted to say it again. I love it. All right. So our next guest is coming here in just a moment, but I want to talk a little bit more about some announcements about what we are going to be doing and what is happening in our Josie Network. So please make sure you guys open up the 15th and 16th in September, because we would love for you guys to plan to spend the whole weekend with us at the Josie Music Awards. We will have activities happening Friday, September 15th, Saturday, September 16th, including our pre-party gathering, so keep an eye out for those details to come. And then, of course, spend the day with us at the Josie Music Awards on September 17th at the Nissan Stadium. So we got a whole bunch of exciting things happening. So keep it tuned in at the Josie Music Awards Facebook page, and we will definitely keep you guys updated with all of the new things that we are doing. And have you guys entered the Josie Music Awards songwriting competition yet? Please do. All you got to do is get a song recorded in a rough demo and send it on in to us. The grand prize winner will receive 2 full production recordings of their winning song and 1 more by the best in the business, Mark Mosley of Sound Control Studio and Mosrite Records. He has recorded many famous Opry stars and stars in so many different genres. That's what I love about him. He does different genres, and he's so supportive with the independent artist community. So if you guys need anyone outside of the contest, if you're seeking a great place to record, or, you know, definitely check out soundcontrolstudio.com for all of those details, because Mark is your man. Just ask for Mark Mosley and tell him Josie sent you. Yeah. And I wanted to mention to you that there will be no Josie show next week, as we will be in Nashville for CMA Fest. So if you are going to be in the area, let us know. I want to meet as many music friends as possible. That would be so much fun. So looking forward to being there for CMA Fest this year. So get ready. I'm so stoked about it. And tonight, after the live Josie show, please stay tuned and tuned in as well, because we will re-air our special edition show with the incredible special guest Alexandra Kay. So we will be, you know, re-airing that here shortly. So please make sure you tune into that at josieshow.com or the Country Blast Radio mobile app, available on all of your mobile devices. So please keep it tuned in so you do not miss that incredible, incredible show. It was so much fun. She is just incredible, so nice, so sweet. She's just so talented. So I definitely dive deep and check out what's going on with her music and her career. So you'll be able to find out so much more on Alexandra Kay at this interview. So check it out. And tune in on Monday to Country Blast Radio for an episode of Rockin' Country with Alan and Bruce. So please make sure you tune into that as well. CountryBlastRadio.com. I'm excited. Also, if you guys haven't seen the announcement that I posted just today, actually, because we are slowly getting the stages ready and all of that for the Josie Music Awards weekend of events, 15th, 16th, and 17th in September. So we recently posted one that's going to be happening on September 16th. We're very excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun indeed. So I will get all of that information out to you right now on the air, just in case you guys missed my Facebook post. But we are going to one of our Josie Music Awards stages during our weekend events will be at the Music City Bar and Grill in Nashville, Tennessee. We're going to have 13 performance spots that will be available, and we will choose from the audition tapes that are being sent in. So, yes, we're excited. That's more opportunity for people to be able to perform, so we're excited about that. This will take place between 2 to 6 p.m. for acoustic performances. There's free parking at the venue. They have amazing food and beverages. I mean, it's a win-win situation. And this will be hosted by us, Josie Music Awards, and 2015-2016 multi-award winner at the Josie Music Awards, Jimmy Parker. So it is going to be a lot of fun. So please make sure you check that out, September 16th. So please keep your schedule busy. Keep your schedule busy with us, but definitely free for anything else for the 15th and 16th, and of course the 17th for the award show. And we will have other great events that we are going to be doing in that weekend posted at the Josie Music Awards page. So keep looking back and checking out all of that. We just recently put out the performance application at josiemusicawards.com. So you can check that out if you wanted to have the opportunity to perform at the Josie Music Awards, the 2017 Josie Music Awards at the Nissan Stadium. We have a performance application, and it's quite easy to do. All you really have to do is just fill out that application, then, you know, send in an audition tape of yourself performing, it's super easy. It has to be within the last 6 months, and basically all we're really looking for is, you know, to hear the vocals and witness the stage presence that you have, and all of that. So that's pretty much all you got to do. So fill out the performance application if you would like to perform on September 17th at the Josie Music Awards. JosieMusicAwards.com. Check that out. The performances tab is where you need to go. And the deadline for that is June 20th, 2017. So June 20th. So please make sure you go and check that out. That's something that you are interested in. Yes, yes, yes. And also make sure you go and check out all of our pages on the web so you never miss an opportunity. You can go to twitter.com/Josie Show, facebook.com/Josie Show. We have pages for Country Blast Radio, twitter.com/country_blast, and facebook.com/country blast radio. Let me see. Josie Music Awards is on Facebook at facebook.com/TheJosieMusicAwards. And then Twitter is twitter.com/JosieMusicAward without the S, because apparently we used up too many letters. They limit you. So it's twitter.com/JosieMusicAward without the S. So check it out. And you could also find me at twitter.com/JosiePasentino or facebook.com/JosiePasentino1995, where I talk about all sorts of crazy things. So check it out, everybody. And make sure you go and chat with me because I love to talk. I love to get to know all of y'all. And if you guys, like I said, are going to be there during CMA Fest, let me know. I would love to chat with all of you. So please do. All right. So my next guest is here, everybody. So please welcome to the show, Steve Newsom. Hello.
Hello, Josie. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing super.
Oh, well, I'm excited to chat with you. I've been looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to playing your music tonight. It's just going to be a good one.
Excellent. Well, we're super happy to have you guys taking us up and taking an interest in it, that's for sure.
Yes. Well, we have definitely been very interested. You have a lot of stuff that's going on, and it's really cool, your story, because you've been living a real life of farming and ranching, which is so cool. That's something I wish I was doing. That's really cool. So how has that affected the music that you make? That's what I want to know.
Oh, my farm and ranch experience has given me lots to write about, from dealing with weather, hardships, challenges, yeah, life and love, and a lot of seat time in front of a radio when we're going around in the tractor doing the farm work. I've been given a firsthand extensive study on what works and what doesn't work radio-wise, so developing my love of music.
Yes, well, that helps, that you listen to, you know, you were able to listen to so much radio and hearing different music, and I think that's what's amazing. And it's very cool how that has really affected the music. That's what I wanted to know, and that's very neat. Who have been some of your musical influences or role models over the years, though? I mean, who did you really grow up listening to and love to this day?
Well, my dad was always listening to, you know, Waylon Merle and Willie. He was loving those classics. We did some Hal Ketchum there, and he was throwing in there. I took a liking myself to George Strait and Garth Brooks. You know, George Strait was always, you know, on the radio, and it was, you know, some of the great tunes that you can't turn down. You know, like, the guy's the king of country music for a reason, right? And then you get Garth Brooks. And then you got Garth Brooks, who comes out with this big show and energy, and, you know, like, he's just a phenomenal man himself. And then Chris Ledoux, Garth introduced me to Chris Ledoux, so, you know, grateful for that. And there's another man who was just such a super influence on all the country music, and, you know, a role model for another stage show, you know, to try to keep up to him.
Right. I love it.
Then we had others like Bon Jovi, Bryan Adams, you know, and some more current Alberta boys. You know, we got Paul Brandt and George Canyon up here, and they're big mentors of mine that we look up to.
Yes. Oh, you just listed all my faves, all of the greats. Love it. So you definitely have some really great, you know, influences out there. And I wanted to also mention something very neat that I've seen on your page. You've opened up for and shared the stage with some really great names, including longtime Josie Show friend Cody Prevost. We love him. Can you tell us what experiences like that are for you? I'm sure it's a lot of fun. Cody's very nice and very fun to be around.
Oh, Cody's a super guy, you know, and you know, we had opened for him in Saskatchewan, and it was kind of our debut break into Saskatchewan, and it was great to, with him and with others, to be able to, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to take their crowd and see them faces and be able to expose yourself to a whole new crowd of people that may have never heard you before. And then further on, you know, you get a chance to hear the artists firsthand, and then you get to, you know, chat with them about experiences and seeing, you know, where things are going, and just the networking in general. It's all, the biggest part about this music industry is the networking, right? You know, you get to touch base with all these people along the way.
It's so true. And I'm sure they seem like they have audiences that are very supportive and dedicated. So I'm sure you were welcomed with, like, open arms there.
Oh,
so I'm sure it was a really great experience for you in that way, too.
Oh, definitely.
And for those who maybe never been able to hear you live or perform or any of your music before, which you are going to tonight, so that's what I'm excited about, how would you describe your music to someone, like your style, would you say?
my style. I would say it's a mix between it's a mix of new country with some good classic roots. We like to incorporate what's new and trending, you know, with the new sounds and whatnot. But we'd like to keep some of that good classic country that I grew up with and loved.
Yes, absolutely. Well, that's what I think, you know, makes you who you are. I love that you incorporate, you know, all of the great artists that you listen to, but also, you know, those that, you know, many people love right now, you know? So I think that's really, really cool that you keep it fresh. And I think that's why y'all should really go and see him perform live. And where could people go to check out where you'll be playing next, all of the info that you have coming up? If people want to chat with you, give away all of your, like, website links and your Facebook and Twitter, and there's so many different ones.
There is that indeed. Primarily, the best choice is to go onto stevenewsom.net. And yeah, there we have, we got our bio on there. We've got the up-and-coming news, what's happening and where things are going and where we're going to be next. And tells you a little bit about the band, you know, and then another than that, we're on Facebook. You can go under, I believe it's SSS Steve Newsom. And we're on Twitter and we're on Instagram and Snapchat as well. And you can have a look around there, and I'm sure you'll find us. I was surprised there isn't that many Steve Newsoms, but then until you start looking down into the States, and there's a lot of Steve Newsoms, but I'm the one with the cowboy hat on.
Exactly. I was just going to say, you're the one with the cowboy hat, so you'll be able to find him. Don't worry.
Exactly.
Go and check him out, everybody. I love it. And so we have actually a wonderful worldwide radio debut to do for you tonight. I'm so excited. Thank you so much for allowing us this honor. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for taking it on and asking for
Absolutely.
It and putting all this effort into us. Thanks.
Anytime. So this is for your brand new song, Lost on 22. So before we play this for everybody to hear, can you first tell us a little bit about this song? What does it mean to you?
Well, I was on a quest to write a song about my rural roots, something that others where I grew up from could relate to. And I wanted to pay a little tribute and homage to the Mountain View County, northwest of Calgary here. And I wanted to write something that basically all rural-rooted people could relate to. Highway 22 is a unique highway that runs north from the Canada-U.S. border along the eastern slopes of the Rockies. And I've been blessed to work and live on every mile of it, all the way up and down. There's correction lines, there's farms, ranches, rivers, lakes. It's probably one of my most beautiful spots in all of Alberta, that if you're ever coming up here, you got to definitely take Highway 22. It's been coined as the Cowboy Trail. And so we kind of did a mishmash of it all in there. And there's some of my trucking roots in there. And when I was driving logging trucks up and down that road, and you're about to hear it in that line and list. And it was one of the songs that just evolved so quickly and speaks to all the experiences we've had on it. And it was instantly adored by anybody we played it for. So it was just a no-brainer that this was the next one coming down the line. And yeah, hopefully all the truckers like it, all the cowboys like it, all the, you know, rural-rooted people all enjoy it. And
you know it.
Hope
Launch
you enjoy it.
Will. I'm so excited. Yes, everyone, enjoy. Here we go. Worldwide radio debut. Hear it here first at the Josie Show. Steve Newsom, Lost on 22, and we'll be right back with more from Steve. So stay right there. Here we go. Hit it.
Top straight on down. I've been corrected when I got off track. I've had to turn back, I've had to back down. Couple times I've had to stop, 'cause I ran dry and had to leave my wheels behind. I'll admit I've been lost on 22. too. It wasn't always an excuse. Some days it's the worst you'll ever see, and others it's peace in paradise. It'll take you away till you're lost on 22. Creeks, twists, and turns. Some farms and ranches in a town or two. A couple slow down signs that say stop. A lot of friends along the way. Memories down every mile of that old cowboy trail. Yes, I'll admit I've been lost on 22. It wasn't always an excuse. Some days it's the worst you'll ever see, and others it's peace in paradise. It'll take you away down that old highway till you're lost on 22.
That I am back here with Steve Newsom, and that was the worldwide radio debut for Lost on 22, and we are back. And my dad loves that because he was a UPS driver, and he retired, and he loved it. He was listening
super,
in.
Super, super.
Yes.
Well, I'm getting lots of my phone's ringing off the hook here, Doc. Everybody's calling in, so that's good. We're making some noise.
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm so glad everyone loved it. It was amazing, amazing, amazing as always. I had no doubt. So I'm so excited that we were able to play it here for everybody. And can you tell us a little bit about when this song may be available for purchase, or if it already is? Where can people go to find that?
I don't really know the details on that yet. We're still just trying to get those through, but it is going to be here ASAP. Within the next couple weeks, I'm sure we're going to have that ready and available for everybody. Yeah.
Sounds great. Well, then keep a lookout on Steve Newsom's page, okay? Make sure you keep a lookout because you will not want to miss it when it comes out for sure. So please make sure you check it out. And can you also maybe let us know, do you think that perhaps there will be a music video in the future for this one, or maybe any other music that you have? I love
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we got a video coming this year here. We were hoping to get one out last year, and things didn't work out that well, so. This year here, we're definitely looking at one, and this is one that we're going to have a lot of fun with. It looks like it's going to be a big road trip with a flat deck trailer running up and down the highway. So,
I know
anybody along Highway 22 there, we'll be keeping notes on it and be keeping in contact with people all the way along there to get more people out here to have a good time. And
for sure. Absolutely. Well, I know this is going to be a big hit for you. You know, and I'm just so excited that we were able to play it here. And please make sure you guys keep checking in at stevenewsom.net. Please keep a lookout there. And do you have any live shows coming up that you could tell our audience about in case they are in that area? Anything coming up?
We do have. We've got Morinville is coming up on the 10th of June. It's north of Edmonton, and then we've got Moonshiners on the 15th. And we've got another one, Trans Alta Wabman fireworks and music jamboree that is going to be on the 23rd of June. And yeah, they're all listed up there on the on our webpage there. So definitely just have a check around there and see what's in your area. And hopefully we're going to be there. And if not, make sure you go to your local establishments and make sure make some noise there and let them know that you want to see some of us down in your area. And what's the best we can do? We'll figure it out from there.
Yes, tell them you want to hear some Steve Newsom. Do it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Go and check it out, everyone. And I have one last question here for you because we are running out of time, but it's my favorite. It's my fun one. Are you ready? I love asking all my guests. I think you already know what it is. Yes, I ask everybody this because I just love it. I hear all of the crazy answers. But so what is the most, like, craziest thing that has ever happened to you on stage while performing? Some malfunction, something happened, anything happened live and in person that you didn't count on?
We were having a good time, and so were the customers in an establishment, and we were having going through the song, and this poor woman was running on stage, and she was so excited to get dancing, and she turned around, and I don't know if she just navigated the distance between the stage and the dance floor wrong, but she completely did a back somersault right over top of my monitor and right up on basically onto my lap. And luckily I was able to grab the mic and still help her up, and we managed to still keep singing the song. But yeah, it was a bit of a shock. And
I'm sure. Oh my goodness. Yeah. She was obviously excited. She fell for you with that performance. She was very excited about it. I'm telling you right now. I love it. That's hilarious. I can just imagine your face. I mean, you're trying to perform, and then you're like, okay, there's some lady here. She's very excited. That is so funny. Oh, my goodness. I can see that happening, though. People sometimes get very, very excited. I know I'm one of those people. I would get very excited to, you know, do some dancing and all that. I could see that happening. I'm very clumsy. That's the Josie move right there. So I can see it. I can see it. And I think you are fabulous, Steve. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And please come back anytime, okay? You're always welcome.
Super, super. Much appreciated having us and for doing all you do for the music and indie artists out there. You're making a lot of noise, and we love it.
Thank you. Well, anytime. It's my pleasure. And anytime you have anything that you'd like to promote, for sure, let us know. And please check out Steve Newsom, everyone. Go and find him everywhere. You'll be able to find him. The one with the cowboy hat. Go for it. I love it. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you, Josie.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love it. Love it. So much fun. Please make sure you go and check him out, everyone. I'm so excited we were able to play his song Lost on 22. Please keep a look on his pages for that song to release and for more in the future from Steve Newsom. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. So to close us out here on the show, I'm going to play the most requested song of the week on Country Blast Radio. And that was... That was my very sad attempt at a drum roll. It's all good. I'm practicing. This week it was Country Swagger by Celeste Kellogg. So we're going to close out the show right now with that song. And remember, the Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at josieshow.com with a live internet audience and may not be recorded or aired without written consent from the Josie Show management. So good night, everyone. I hope you guys have a great weekend. We love y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Josie Show tonight right here at josieshow.com. We will see you guys next week, and keep listening in to countryblastradio.com or the Country Blast Radio mobile app, because we are going to re-air the fabulous, 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 fabulous interview that I had with Alexandra Kay. So keep tuned in. Now here is Celeste Kellogg with her most requested song of the week on Country Blast Radio this week, Country Swagger. Love y'all. Bye-bye. About mine.
backed up by Chevy.
Come on.
I'll hand you the keys. Radio fades and bumping the dashboard, drumming, chasing down that moonlight. I got that sweet southern air, so I don't really care where I'm gonna end up tonight. I got my boots, I got my boots, and my how do you do? I know you wanna give it a try. Oh, turn it up and move like this and rock it like Mick Jagger. Jagger.